This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
On Your Mind is powered by clean, beautiful coal. Folks, if you don't understand every time you turn the switch on how blessed we are to have an 800-year supply of economically recoverable coal, think about the men and women in this industry who work very hard every day to make sure you get clean, affordable, reliable energy. And do a little extra just to say, I like affordable energy. I like reliable energy. It's how we're powered. And honestly, without it, some people like to do other sources. It's the reliable part. Other energy sources are not as reliable as coal. Coal's always there. You get that baby going, and it just goes, and it cranks out the power, and you pay the best price you possibly can for it, and it's pretty amazing. So we appreciate our partnership with clean, beautiful coal and everything they're doing, and the love what the Trump administration is doing right now to bring them back. Find out more how you can help at SecureEnergyFuture.org. Butler Ag, Butler Machinery, Butler Yellow Challenger 1000 series. Ooh, new and nice. Some horse here too. Some class here too. Some only Agco products. Massey Ferguson here too. And a lot going on at Big Iron. Butler Ag, their location is in the southeast corner. Now, last day today. So if you would like a flag cap, you only need to say, I stand for the flag. You tell us, I stand for the flag. This guy from Green Iron looks like he's about to tell us, I stand for the flag. And give me some peanuts, too, I think is what's on your mind. I understand that happens to the best of us. So there's the peanuts, there's the flag. So it works good. You bet. Hi to our friends at Green Iron. Thank you. Appreciate you. Yeah, he's wearing green. And he said, keep up the great work. So that's all you do at Big Iron. Stop and see us right here at Butler. But hurry, because we're only here for, we're off the air in less than an hour and be here a little bit after that. So brought to you by Butler, Intelligent Ag, EyeSight, RPV Services, Ant Farm, North Dakota Farm Bureau, Plains Ag, Haugen Sales and Leasing, D-Bar P Bumpers and Pipers, and Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too, as well. And when Big Iron is all done, you can come over to the show floor on 13th Avenue South and,
just down the street.
The big sale is on, so it's sort of like Big Iron, where you're seeing like, wow, okay, man, oh, look at the saunas, oh, look at the hot tubs, I got to have one of those. This is the real deal, right?
Yeah, it's big wellness.
Big wellness.
That's what we got going on.
The big wellness fair right now going on. Yeah, that's awesome. And you told me the other day, obviously you hear the term sale a lot.
Yep.
You go in and sort of like the Herberger's thing, right? Yeah, it's a sale. Yeah, it's actually off the original price and it's 10% and no, thank you very much. But this is a sale, correct?
That's right. And just you talking about the wellness benefits of a sauna statewide, it's really become quite popular. And, we give the flag credit for that. And because it's so popular, we ordered a couple truckloads of saunas, and we literally have more saunas in stock than anybody else in the United States. And right now, this weekend, for the next 4 days, we're clearing them out with trying to move them anyway with a $1,000 instant rebate and a lot of great models to choose from. So the benefits of a sauna outweigh anything you could go out and purchase today.
And it's not mega bucks. I mean, this thing started like $3,500, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Right? I mean, yeah. And some great sale prices. I always thought a sauna was just sort of a, I don't know, I just a health club thing. I didn't ever really get it until I saw how you use yours. Vince and I are neighbors, so that's how I know you can trust him, and you're just methodical about using it, aren't you?
Yeah, it's like waking up and eating in the morning. You know, it gets your immune, it gets your circulation going. You're sweating out toxins. You're burning calories. You're detoxing. You're doing all the things we should be doing anyway. But we kind of lose our wellness track sometimes. And the sauna is truly a wellness forgiveness machine. And you just come out of it feeling like Superman or Superwoman. And it's you know, as I say all the time too, it's better than a flu shot because it's releasing your body's natural endorphins, which boosts your immune system. And we could go on and on and on about the benefits of a sauna.
A friend of mine, in fact, the best man at my wedding, actually called the other day, and he said, Dawn, his wife, wanted a hot tub, and they were looking at getting a hot tub, but she said, "You don't get any hot tub unless it's salt water hot tub. You're not even, don't even think about it. I don't care. It's got to be salt water." So he called me like, "What's the deal with salt water? What would you tell him?"
So the salt water thing has always been around in swimming pools, but about 10 years ago, Hot Springs invented ACE, and it's a different way to do it, where you can take the same technology but put it in a smaller body of water like the hot tub. And today, Hot Springs is the only company that has it, but it is popular, like your friend's wife. Everybody wants it, so there are some competitors out there trying to do the saltwater thing, but it's not ACE. ACE, we're producing 5 natural and organic cleaners for your hot tub, and it's really a hands-free way of doing it. Is it maintenance-free? No, you still got to do some things right, but it's better water. It's better water. It feels better. You're going to use it more. It's all the reasons why we talk about making it easier and better.
Every other Saturday for a little, I putz around with it, and you know that's about it. It's pretty darn easy, so that's great. You just slapped Norm Robinson there. Is he one of your customers or something?
He is.
Yeah, okay. And thumbs up, Norm. Everything good? Yeah. Huge thumbs up. Like Donald Trump, like off the charts thumbs up he just did there. Wow.
I remember when Norm first got his. He had a couple hot tubs before, and I think you came in every day for 2 weeks. Like I should be doing something, and. We're like, no, just you know, use it. It's really a hands-free way of doing it.
And by doing everything I should be doing, it is. It's really a low hassle. It's great. One other thing I want to say is that we have patio furniture from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. And you know, I've never been I've just always been just whatever you need. Target, you know, Walmart, no big deal. Until I saw his show floor, and I'm like, I want that kind. You know, I mean, it's so durable and great and comfortable and it's not free. You know. It's pricier than you're going to pay, but in most places, but it's the top of the line, right? You're going to have it forever. Yeah, get the years out of it.
Well, it's commercial. I mean, if you've ever been to a resort or Vegas or anywhere where there's high-end outdoor furniture, it's Tropitone. And the more you spend on patio furniture, truly, the more you're going to use it. It's more comfortable than our furniture in the house. And right now, I do not want to carry any patio furniture through the winter, so literally it's 50% off, and it is going fast.
They're in Bismarck, they're in Minot, they're in Grand Forks, they're in Devil's Lake, and the best sale of all year of these magnificent products we're talking about is happening today, tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday at the Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 location in the construction zone
right
on 13th Avenue South in West Fargo. So anything else you want to tell us, Vince?
Yeah, on top of this, the national instant factory rebate on all Hot Spring Spas is kicking off today, too. So there's another layer to this sale, and it's truly, you know, taking away your last excuse for every day made better. And just come out, and we'll give you a tour and explain the benefits of hot water, explain the benefits of sauna, and I guarantee you 4 months from now, you'll be feeling fantastic, and you'll say it's the greatest thing we ever did, and if not, I'll buy it back from you.
We didn't talk a lot about the hot tubs, but well, that's quite a bold statement. You don't like it? I'll just buy it back from you. You trust me on this. One thing I want to mention, I mentioned on the air that I had a little bout with blood clots in the last year, and you know, it was here and then it was gone, right? With some medicine, but a lot quicker than they expected. So they're like, "Well, do you have a hot tub or anything?" I'm like, "Yeah." My wife made me go in 20 minutes every night while I had that blood clot, and that blood clot was gone. So I mean, that's, you know, and I'd never understood that too. There's a medical benefit there, a wellness benefit to those things that are pretty extraordinary. You just feel better. You know, same thing the other night, little tight neck, you know, and got in there, gone, you know. So it really works. It isn't a toy thing. It isn't a play thing. It's part of your being better every day. So thanks, Vince.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Just wanted to give it a little little personal plug there for sure. All right, we need to get to a lot of different things here, including our friend Chris on the road, who wanted to talk about a call that came in earlier. Chris, what's on your mind?
Good morning, Scott. Just a little education for the previous caller. I think patients are the only ones that benefit from the tax cuts. Here's some facts for him. Median income is at an all-time high. Small business growth is at an all-time high. Quit rate is at a 17-year high, and they aren't quitting their jobs for worse jobs. They're quitting their jobs for better jobs with better pay, better benefits, and better bonuses. And also, a lot of companies are starting to waive previous requirements, such as criminal records, a college degree, and marijuana use. I'll hang up and listen to your reply. Thank you.
Can I ask you just real quick? I'd never seen the quit rate before. Oh, he's gone. But that's an interesting stat. Really interesting. And he's right about the median income. I should have brought that up before. Chris, very, very good points. Very, very good. You know, what Todd and I do here is like we're the window dressing for this show. We really are. Our guests, our callers, you know, the texts you send, the family we have, the What's on Your Mind, you know, group is really a bright, smart, sharp, on top of their game, bring the stats. Please never be afraid to share what you know because you're great at it, folks. 800-228-0550. Big Iron continues after this.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
You know Pipers for Land Auctions. They're the best. Land management, real estate, land auctions, and now Pipers has taken their very successful land auction model and they have used it for machinery auctions. And farm machinery sales have doubled in the last year at Pipers. It's working. They're getting results for their customers. So call 877-700-4099 to book your machinery auction. Land auctions, land management, and more. Get your catalog too. 877-700-4099 or online at Pipers.com.
Butler Machinery invites you to Field Day. Join them August 28th and 29th to test drive the all-new Challenger 1000 Series, the Rogator C Series, and more. Plus, learn how genuine AGCO parts can support all your AGCO equipment brands and give you more uptime in the field. Remember to stop by Butler Machinery to stock up on all the AGCO parts products you need for the fall. Then join them for Field Day on August 28th and 29th. Call Butler Machinery for more details.
From the Dakota Lazy J Ranch to your table, all-natural, grass-finished beef. Sylvester's on the line. He's learned a lot in his lifetime of raising cattle. Tell me why grass-finished beef is so much better for me.
Grass-finished beef, as I found out, is high in omega-3 oils. When you grain feed cattle in a feedlot, those oils in the meat are omega-6s, which come from corn, basically, and grains. And the only way you get omega-3 oils is by feeding the livestock grass. Green forage. Your nervous system coating is omega-3s. If you go to diseases that people get, like MS, Parkinson's, it's a breakdown of that nerve coating. We eat, you know, mostly grain-finished beef, so we're heavy on omega-6s, and we don't have the omega-3s to give us that nerve coating that we need.
From the Dakota Lazy Ranch in Morristown, South Dakota, to your table, call 605-524-3472. 605-524-3472, or on Facebook at Dakota Lazy J Ranch.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Appreciate you very much, folks. Karen in Fargo, I'm sorry you've been waiting a long time. What do you want to tell us, Karen?
Well, I just wanted to say that I approve of medical marijuana because I want people to have their medicine, but I don't want to become Colorado and have it entire marijuana approved.
Yeah, you're exactly. I hope people draw that distinction because a lot of people have connected. It took so long on medical marijuana, so darn it, I'm going to vote for recreation. What? That's like apples and oranges, and it's so different. And the hair on the back of my neck stood up the other day when I was chatting with Bob Weefald, who was leaving the press conference announcing a vote no Measure 3 effort on recreational marijuana of a laundry list of things that are bad that await if Measure 3 passes, so you need to know about it. Bob, nice to have you back.
Hey, it's good to be here. Thank you very much.
This guy knows law and order. He's a former attorney general, of course, Navy man, and almost an admiral. you're supposed to sing Anchors Away. Do you have a quick version of Anchors
Sure.
Away?
Yeah. Anchors away, my boys, anchors away. Farewell to foreign shores. We sail at break of day. Do our last night ashore. Drink through the foam. Until we meet again, we're wishing you a happy voyage home. Hey, hey!
God bless those veterans.
Hey!
That was specifically for Phil Parker.
Said, that's him. Phil's a good guy. I like him.
You couldn't start. Todd, too, said you've done it a time or two on his show.
Yeah. And I'm going to talk to him, Todd, this afternoon at 4:15. That's my plan.
He usually, you know, he's good like that. He kind of, if we have a guest, he has a guest. He just, you know, you're probably going to go there first. Right, Todd? Isn't that the plan? No, I mean, he's off to a meeting. Okay, so what are the facts that should worry people the most about Measure 3?
One simple fact. Marijuana is going to be completely uncontrolled, unregulated, untaxed, as much as you want, anytime you want it. It's going to be, if you like Colorado, it's going to be Colorado on steroids.
Come on. They could have possibly written it that way.
That's the way it says. Unlimited, unrestricted. What they did, I've given you an analysis of the measure, the five sections.
Yeah.
Well, the first section is the controlled substances law listed. They took marijuana and hashes out of there, okay? So it's no longer a regulated substance. The second one deals with some penalties. They took most of the penalties off, but they put a penalty in. It says that it's illegal for a person under 21 to possess marijuana. It's illegal to deliver to someone under 21. And later on, it says it's illegal to sell to someone under 21. Those are the only restrictions on it whatsoever, period. None. Now, the last provision of the bill is the one that raised your hair on the back of your neck again. That's the one that basically is the supremacy clause, the statement of supremacy. And if you look at it, here's what it says. Where do I have it here?
In the event of the existence of any language in the North Dakota Century Code which conflicts with this chapter, those sections are hereby nullified and repealed.
All right.
I just said we know better than the Constitution if you vote for this.
All right, so what does that mean? That means, number one, you can smoke marijuana in any public building. You can smoke marijuana. You can't smoke cigarettes, but you can smoke marijuana. Number two, you can drive a motor vehicle under the influence of marijuana. You can't do it under alcohol, but you can do it under the influence of marijuana. Now, the advocates say, hey, no. That's ridiculous. We don't want to fight that. We've got these lawyers all out of state who have told us that, no, the DUI law is still going to apply. Well, I'm telling you, I've known a lot of clever lawyers, and it's not going to take much of a lawyer to run a train through that argument. The attorney general says you're going to be able to drive under the influence of marijuana. There's an attorney here in Fargo who says you're going to be able to drive under the influence of marijuana. I think they're right. Now, the other thing you need to know about this is no big bonanza for the state of North Dakota. It's no big money raiser for the state of North Dakota. There's absolutely no tax involved in this. And
you can't tax it?
Well, there's no tax provided for in the bill, okay?
So, does the legislature could do that, couldn't they?
Well, listen to me. If this measure passes, it's going to be the law of the land within 30 days. That means it's the law of the land. The legislature can't do it until they meet in January. Do you think that the legislature, having gone through this medical marijuana thing and all the criticism they've gotten, is going to have the stomach to try to come up with a two-thirds vote to try to change things that are in this horrible bill?
Yeah, fair point.
I don't know what they're going to do, but
right.
I can tell
they
you.
They could add it later, but it would be controversial. And I'm amazed, Bob, I don't know if you are, of how many people are like, this is okay, whatever is fine. I mean, when we do polls on it, I mean, it loses, but it doesn't lose by much on this with this audience, who's a smart, savvy, voter, mover and shaker kind of audience. I don't know.
Yeah, that's because they're thinking of the benign things. I had a little joint, or had some small number of grams, and they used it for fun. No, no. This is big-time industrial marijuana. You can have as much as you want. They can, farmers can grow it. Probably be a good boon for if some farmer wants to grow marijuana and sell it. You can distribute it, except for the people under 21. This is going to be wholesale, out-of-control use of marijuana. I tell people, if you like Colorado, this is going to be Colorado on steroids. We got some recent information from just yesterday from Colorado Update. Here's a statistic that I couldn't believe. But
well, I don't like any of them. I've read the whole thing.
Let me give this to you. As of June 2017, Colorado had 392 Starbucks. They had 208 McDonald's. And they had 491 retail marijuana stores. Hey, talk about your priorities.
Yeah, you had more pot shops than you do
Starbucks, you know, or McDonald's.
An iconic American business like McDonald's.
Yeah.
No,
so what?
And by the way, you know, what is interesting is if you talk to people in Colorado, we had an individual on not long ago that worked in the Office of Marijuana Policy or something of the city of Denver. And their his job just at the city of Denver, this tells you alone what a mess it is, like tons of people there that do nothing but kind of create the policy. But he sort of liked it. He said, it works. It isn't, all the bad stuff you're hearing isn't true, and, you know, it's okay.
My understanding is there hasn't been one dime of that revenue gone to schools yet like they promised. It's all going for enforcement right now, trying to clean things up. And, of course, that's not going to happen in North Dakota because there will be no enforcement because nothing's going to be illegal. It's absurd. We have to vote no on this measure. We're going to entice all kinds of people that we really don't want in our North Dakota community to come into the state where they can use all the marijuana they want. Yippee skippy, it'll be great.
You know what worries me more than anything is, I have to drive. My kids have to drive. My wife has to drive. I'm on the road. I'm going places. What worries me is I'd never touch it with a 10-foot pole. Don't care about it. Wouldn't like it. But I'm still impacted.
You are. And here's the other thing. How would you like to have a marijuana grower next to your house?
Oh, wow.
Next to your church, next to your school.
You can't control that either?
No. Zoning laws don't apply.
Well, wouldn't it be a business?
Listen. This provision says if it's relating to marijuana is the supreme law of the land. All statutes in conflict are repealed and nullified. That's what it says.
Here's a text that says, Dear Scott, from my understanding, the banks won't take in money or give loans for medical marijuana in North Dakota. The banks, from my knowledge, are requesting that marijuana is decriminalized before they decide. Also, I lived in Vail for 10 years, and marijuana has never been a problem. We don't have cartels or gangs in North Dakota like Colorado.
Here's what's going on. My understanding, in Colorado, everything's cash because they have to run it. They can't run credit card things because it's interstate commerce. It's against the federal law. So it's all transactions in Colorado are cash.
You're a patriot for doing this, and I hope folks listen and engage in the discussion and don't just sort of blow off or whatever. You got to get into the details on this one because some pros have come to take you on here with this ballot measure, right? They know what they're doing. They want that vague language so all that can be implemented quickly.
Absolutely. If this goes into effect within on the 30 days of the election, this is going to be the wild, wild west in North Dakota. It's going to be, as I said, Colorado on steroids.
All these details at VoteNo on 3nd.com. Thanks,
right.
Bob.
You're
what's
welcome.
On your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
You've heard us say, Watford City, it's not the same, it's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon from the What's on Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn & Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn & Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST, and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book, good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code Best of the West for a great stay. And we'll see you in Watford City.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The latest on Hurricane Florence.
Landfall is not expected for another 36 hours, sometime Friday afternoon, Friday evening, or even early Saturday morning.
FEMA Chief Brock Long saying it's now a Category 2 storm, and besides being downgraded, it's also been slowing down.
This slow-moving, very large hurricane will bring a long-term extreme rain, storm surge, and hurricane-force wind threat to eastern North Carolina and South Carolina into the weekend.
Fewer Americans filing first-time unemployment claims, as the Labor Department says 204,000 workers filed initial claims last week, 1,000 fewer than the previous week's revised total. And the Consumer Price Index also showing inflation at the consumer level is slowing. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Haven't had a chance to do a lot of calls this morning. I apologize. It just gets like that at Big Iron. But yeah, we've got some great guests stop by, too, on some hot issues. But if you do have a question or comment, call now. 258-0550 is the number. Or text Todd, 701-226-8503. Or text me, 701-367-2054. You can text me as well if you want info on the Washington, D.C. trip, December 4th through the 8th. That's going to fill up fast. So we've literally got 50, 60 inquiries and 30-some spots, so I know that's going to go. So if you're interested, I'm just saying get your info in and we'll take care of you. Scott H. at flagfamily.com or text me for that, and I'll get you the info quick. I'm just forwarding on that info right away to our folks. 701-367-2054. And then to Norway, June 14th through 29th, with the one, the only, someone that literally is royalty in Norway. That's how much this man knows about Norway. The great Carol Juven. You'll see him at Husfest if you want to learn more about this, too, this trip we're doing. Just tell him I want to go with Scott and Maria and family to Norway, June 14th through 29th, and he'll direct you to the perfect tour. We're going to do a little bit on a cruise, a Norwegian historic cruise, not like a foofy cruise. I mean, one that actually gets into the culture a little bit. Why did you look at me like that when I said foofy cruise? Is that an offending? Did I offend you with that term? No. Because there are cruises that are foofy. You know what I'm saying? That are, you know, sort of, I'll sit at dinner and we'll have a nice, you know, this is more. Anyway, you get the idea. So for that, we ask you to text to 701-367-2054. If you're at Big Iron, as we are, you no doubt want to see everything that's new, that's the latest, that's the greatest. And we tell folks, if you're not buying an Apache sprayer, then you might as well go home. The new 40 series Apache sprayers are top-notch, and they have the 2019s here, the latest here at Big Iron. So as you come in that southeast entrance and you zip to the west a little bit, about halfway before you get to the action, you know, the pavilion and stuff, you'll see High Plains Apache on your right there. So you can kind of see him from that corner, you know, kind of the middle, once you come in the southeast way and go west. So that's the way to find him. High Plains Apache, Mandan, Frontier, south of Fargo, and online at highplainsapache.com. Okay, sounds good. Texture says, what has hurt more people, pot or Catholicism. And that to me would be an offensive term as a Catholic, but I understand, you know, you're seeing the news. First of all, just do me this favor. Anytime you hear about anything about the Catholic Church, first understand the Catholic Church has been hated for generations, for hundreds and hundreds of years. So it's, you know, as a Catholic, you don't offend me by saying bad things about the Church, because honestly, it just is, it's sort of baked into the cake. But what I'm telling you is, think of that like you think of when somebody says, you know, Donald Trump is a bad guy, because there's an element of piling on, of hating. Second of all, there are some very bad things, no doubt about it. I'm just talking about this more than I probably normally would, because this person is clearly trying to tweak me, and it worked. But the thing I don't want you to believe, in my mind, I don't want you to believe that I don't think. I don't want you to think that I in my mind don't care about what's happened in the Church. I do. It's awful. It's horrible. It's like when you hear about some axe murderer somewhere. You hear about somebody that's, you know, perving out with a young child. It makes me want to shake violently. It's sick. It's awful. And that is on individuals that have done it. And unfortunately, there have been people in the Church that look the other way. That's wrong. It's wrong. It's illegal. It's sad. We're in the middle of a huge crisis right now. We have a cardinal that did this. For a long, long time. He's old now, and you know, he was young then, and nobody did anything, and you're going, really? I mean, I always thought highly of Cardinal McCarrick. It's terrible. It's awful. So, but please do me this favor. You know, whether you like or don't like the Catholic Church, it's fine. That's okay. Those views are probably going to stay. Don't use this to like it less. Don't use this crisis to like the Church less. Get the facts on this first, okay? But there's a crisis going on, big one, big. I mean, the Pope was just recently accused of not dealing with some information that he knew about Cardinal McCarrick, and by somebody who's high up and was high up in the U.S. hierarchy. So the answer to your question is, without question, Catholicism has helped zillions of people meet Jesus. Okay, that's what I believe. It's a Christian faith. We're all one Christian faith with a few differences. Okay, so that's a help. Some people within have hurt the Church by their own actions. They're fallen individuals. They're evil. They're wrong. And anybody that covered it up is just as guilty, no doubt about it. But folks, you got to know that's 0.5% of or less of all of the priests. Don't put that on all the priests. Don't start saying crazy things like priests should marry. Don't do that. It's not a place to go. But I don't know. I've said more than I probably should on that. I mean, it's a small number of people. If I was the devil, that's what I'd want to do. I'd want to tarnish the Church. Listen to Paul Harvey's "If I Were a Devil." He said just this. That was in the 60s. He warned us this was coming. So. It's very true. What did he just say? Hey, Kit, hand that microphone to that guy. He just said something there, and I had my headphones on, and I couldn't quite hear. Hey, Kit, could you hand that microphone to that individual so I could hear kind of... What did you folks say? I heard something. I
stand for the flag.
What did she say right now? I didn't hear you.
I stand for the flag.
Holy buckets. And you have a disabled American veteran hat on.
And never give up what you're doing, Scott, because you're a voice. Don't apologize for it. You're a voice for us.
I don't. Thank you, though.
So you keep it up.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Where are you folks from?
Moorhead,
Minnesota. Thanks a bunch.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it. They've got a couple of hats there, by golly. Here's a gentleman in a shirt that says, my blood type is O positive. It's a very large shirt. And I guess rather than put it on the bracelet, everybody will know. I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
I stand for the flag.
Do your boys, or do they take a knee? I don't know. What do they do? What do you do? Do you stand for the flag?
Do you stand for the flag?
You do? Okay.
Yeah.
And how about Captain America back here? How about what do you do? What do you do? I didn't hear you. I stand for what?
The flag.
Yeah, okay, the flag. Okay, very good. So three are going out to you. And nice to have met you, and glad I know your blood type. Yeah, thank you very much. Appreciate that. Okay, let's take some calls because the texts are making me mad now. So, thank you. Yeah, I appreciate you. Tappan. We're going to go to Tappan. And Brian, what's on your mind, Brian?
I just heard you guys repeat last night, and I heard you talking about Heidi is for abortion. I was sitting beside my 3-year-old foster daughter. You know, everybody did that who didn't want kids. Where were the people who wanted kids, who loved them and cherished them? Me.
Do you have a foster daughter, you say, Brian?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, that's neat. And it's a very good argument. It's a very good point because some people say, well, what if they can't take a baby? They're not capable. You don't think somebody doesn't want that precious baby? You know, and a lot of people that do give them up for adoption end up saying, no, I can't do it, you know, after seeing that little beautiful baby. So there's other options. I mean, I'm not trying to be preachy and saying, oh, you're lesser than if you've had an abortion. It happens. And unplanned, you know, I mean, things happen. I'm not doing that. The most important thing is protecting life. So good for you. Good for you on that point. Thanks, Brian. Appreciate it. Appreciate it very much. Andy is calling. Where are you at, Andy? I can't tell the name of the town there.
McCluskey.
In McCluskey. And what's on your mind, sir?
I was listening to Bob Weefold there, and let me just say that I am not for legalizing marijuana recreationally. But the statements that he made are just way out there. I mean, marijuana actually controlled right now? You know, he was saying that it'll be completely uncontrolled. Well, that's the way it is now. It would be more controlled, I would think, don't you?
No. I mean, it isn't now, but I think it would be Katie bar the door then. You know, I think, first of all, you need to understand, I believe, you know, Bob's not going to run around and say those stats without it being backed up by an opinion that matters. He is a former attorney general, right? So he knows, what he's saying is, I'm looking at this ballot measure, I know the chapter and verse, and it's, you and I wouldn't spot it, but he spots it to say, if this is implemented, there's no way you can regulate it. That's what he's saying. So if it isn't, that's what's going to happen. Here's what's going to happen, you know? So going on. Sorry?
And to say it's not taxable, if they set up dispensaries, of course it's going to be taxed, just like your liquor's taxed and your cigarettes are taxed and anything else like that. Why wouldn't it be taxed? I mean,
I challenged him on that, and I think he's got a little bit of a weak argument there, but, you know, I don't know what the revenue boon would be, but he says if this passes, it goes in right away. The legislature hasn't met yet. You think down the road they're then going to come back and tax it? He says no. I'd probably say yes, but his thought was no because the legislature has taken a lot of heat unfairly over the medical marijuana thing. They didn't. I'm glad it passed for those folks that need it. The people are well-intentioned, but it was a very poorly written measure. That happens a lot, and when that happens, it causes chaos, and there was chaos here. That wasn't the fault of the legislature. Al Carlson didn't do that. Rich Wardner didn't do that. That was people who said, even at the health department, that, okay, we need the time to do this right and go clean this up. So that's what they did, and I think they were well-intentioned because it could have been a bit of a mess. I really, really do. And now a lot of people are saying, well, because they're perceived to have screwed up, that people are going to, in spite, vote for Measure 3. I hope not. I hope not.
I agree.
Well, good to talk to you. Thanks, Andy.
Thank you, Scott.
Don't hear from McCluskey enough, you know, so you could call a little more. It's just saying. Ralph in Gladstone, another great place. Ralph, what's on your mind?
Well, I'm going to cast a no vote on the medical or the recreational marijuana thing. You know, right now, employers are having a hard time trying to hire anybody that's dependable for a job, not only the marijuana, but alcohol and opioid and whatever else. But the bottom line is, afterwards, if these people that can't hold a job, who's going to keep them alive? Nobody but the taxpayer. They'll go on welfare.
Ralph, I think you bring up a point that should be considered during that whole Measure 3 debate, and that is, what is the impact on the workforce? And I will tell you, I've looked into Colorado's numbers, and their work absentee rates and turnover spiked. They spiked. So you're right. We've got a crisis in workforce right now. We don't need that to be exasperated. Thank you, sir.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, I'm Elise Pecklich of Pecklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklett Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
You remember that show, Folks Home Improvement, Tim Allen? And the neighbor, of course, his name was Wilson, and the two would talk over the fence. Well, that's Vince Webker and I. Vince from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Table Stew. Andy's my neighbor. And you know what? Hot Spring Spas are the absolute best. I want folks to come in and see them. I want them to see the saunas. I want them to see the endless pools and the patio furniture you have and all the game tables and everything else. But more important than that is just trusting who you're doing business with. And with a brand like Hot Spring and all the other brands here, Olhausen and the Pool Tables and others, you know you're getting the best, right, Vince?
That's right. First of all, they're all made in the United States. But we don't talk about Hot Springs enough outside the wellness, which is a great point. But Hot Springs is the world's number one selling brand with over 1.6 million sold. We're the only hot tub that's won all 8 out of 8 Consumer Digest Best Buy Awards. Why do I say that? Because more people buy it and more people award it than any other hot tub made. And it's because we do one thing different than anybody else. We build them to use. We call it the absolute best ownership experience. Better massage, better water, better energy. And those are really the three things we've discovered over the last 41 years, why people use this a lot or why they don't.
It will change your life. I'm here to tell you, it did ours. We've had one for over 2 years now and absolutely love it. It becomes an appointment. You have to get into the hot tub to end the day. Come on in. Tell them Scott sent you. Use the promo code ACE and you'll get up to $2,000 off. Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Thanks, Vince.
Thank you.
Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, and Minot, too. And now Devil's Lake.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Headset on. Do I have his name in the room? Patrick Swan. Yep. Oh. I'm kind of a little blue. I'm a little blue because this is the last segment of Big Iron. Unless you're going to fly out here, Todd, and do K-Fire Cafe, edition of Big Iron. But it's been fun. It really has. The weather has not been the best. It's been a little weird and all over, and now it's all clouded over and a little chilly out, and it's supposed to be like 73 today and nice. So the weather's weird, but it's obviously on the change. But it's always fun out here. Really fun. And we have a church group, Knights of Columbus, that do so much good work that today is actually pushing veterans in wheelchairs from the VA around Big Iron. So farmers that are vets are at the VA to see all the farm equipment. So that's, I'm really looking forward to that. It'll be kind of fun. So I'll get to stay out here, but we're done on the air at Big Iron for the year after this, and be back next year in the studio tomorrow. And looking forward to that. Somebody said, can you have the people on from the trip tomorrow. We'll try. We do need to get you more information about the details, and maybe, Chris, if you could remind me, we'll do a little segment on just because some people are wondering. D.C., Norway, we want details, 701-367-2054. Text me, 367-2054. Washington, D.C., December 4th through 8th. I'm going to sell out quick. Norway, June 14th through 29th. Or email me, scotth@flagfamily.com. One of the reasons I like being at Big Iron, and I'm going to get to these calls before we finish here, but I got a chat with Patrick Swarm, and it's fun to talk to people who have great products that come to Big Iron. These are just North Dakota's best. I mean, we built tractors before from nothing, right? Steiger, there it is. Boom, one tractor. Now two, three, four. Now they're everywhere. You know, Case IH are built here. We just have that innovative ag spirit that's pretty cool, and Patrick Swarm's here to talk a little bit about more of that innovation. How are you?
Not too bad. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you very much. And you're not new to this game. You're 31 years?
Yep. Been at this? 31 years we've been in business. I'm serving the Fargo-Moorhead area.
That's pretty far. When you say Fargo-Moorhead, how far do you travel?
We travel very far. You know, we travel pretty much anywhere over Minnesota, North Dakota, and South Dakota, you know, for depending on what the job is. You give us a call, and we'll travel out there and take care of whatever you need done.
You know, your pumpers, your jackers of mud, so obviously you're lifting or filling. What kinds of things do you guys do?
Yeah, so we raise really anything with concrete. We have two different products, crushed limestone and polyurethane foam. Like I said, anything with concrete, driveways, sidewalks, curb and gutter. But, you know, one of the reasons why we're out here at Big Iron is we also raise up grain bins and shop floors with our product. We like to offer that service to farmers. It helps them, you know, repair some of their bins a little cheaper than having to go ahead and replace the whole concrete.
So you do a lot of work for ag and farm?
Yep, we do. We do a lot of work for the ag and farm industry. Over our 31 years, we're out at farms all the time helping raise up their bins. And like I said before, just cutting the cost from them having to completely replace what they would have to replace if we weren't able to lift it for them.
And give me an example of some of the services you're doing for folks. What are sort of your popular items?
Yeah, like I said, we offer the crushed limestone, which is a little more affordable product, and our polyurethane foam, and they both do a great job. We've used the limestone for about 31 years and the polyurethane foam for about 15. They both are the exact, you know, pretty much the same process as far as lifting and our, some of the services. Like I said before, we lift grain bins, shop floors, garages. We can lift buildings. You know, if you get enough pressure, you can pretty much lift anything. So anything with concrete, you know, we can lift that up and just bring it back into its original position.
31 years. That doesn't happen a lot.
No, it's a family-operated business, and we've been in business for 31 years. You know, we treat our customers the right way, and that's what really has helped us stay in business this long.
Find Mud Pumper, Mud Jackers, at Big Iron. Slot 506. So you grab a program when you come on in, and then you've got it to find them nice and easy. Thank you, sir.
Yep, thank you.
Patrick Storm, 31 years they've been at this. Good to chat with them. All right, I promised some more calls. Sorry, texters. Callers come first. That's what we always say. I'm just saying, you know. Let's go to Bernie in Valley City. Bernie, what's on your mind?
Hi. I just want to relate an incident that happened to me. My daughter lives in Boulder, Colorado, and she asked me to drive my grandson to the school bus, which was 2 blocks away, because of pothead, actually. And when we got there, there were pothead walking down the street, right in the middle of the street. They didn't care if cars were coming. And I told my grandson, you need to stay in the car. And this was quite a while ago. We was like in fourth or fifth grade. But I told him, you need to stay in the car until the bus comes. I'm not saying potheads would do anything, but you never know. And it smells down in Boulder from pot. So that's not something I think our kids really want to endure, to watch that type of
well, yeah, they're going to, Bernie. They're going to, unless you talk to 10 others. You know, it's going to happen. It's not something you can keep to yourself, because a lot of people you think are, you know, for this that are not. Get them to think about it. Get them to think about it. Bob in Aberdeen's been waiting for a long time, Bob, but I don't have a lot of time. Give me your best 20 seconds there, my man.
I was just going to let you know that I was stationed in Vietnam in the late 60s, and marijuana and drugs were just rampant in there, and I was shot at more times by GIs that were high on pot.
Well, yeah, and you know what I have to tell you, Bob? The pot of the Vietnam War for you is not your... your pot today. Very different. That's the other worry. So good point. God bless you folks from Big Island. We'll see you tomorrow.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Howes and Sales invites you to Big Iron in West Fargo Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Talk to Mike about the Supreme Quinauger Vertical Mixer, your best choice for optimum beef and dairy cow nutrition. Sizes to match every ranch, feedlot, or dairy farm. Howes for new and used Supreme Vertical Mixers, as well as Meyer feeder boxes and spreaders. In-house financing OAC available. Call Mike at 730-1895. Supreme, built for the long run. Feed your cattle right, and they'll pay you back.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.